Hansmeier.
May it please the court?
I wanted to say that you can sit down any time you want. You certainly have preserved your position, but given the rule that only the Supreme Court can overrule its own decisions, it's very hard to see what else we can do for you.
Okay. Well, if everyone thinks that way.
Not everyone thinks that way. Justice Scalia is firmly on your side. But last I heard, one is not a majority of nine.
Yeah. Well, we do believe that it hasn't been decided. Perhaps you disagree, but it's clear that the parties have never addressed this in front of the Supreme Court. These statements were dicta, and I think if you look at the citations, you know, in James, the court cites Colander v. Lawson. That isn't even a penalty provision case, and it was the statute was declared unconstitutional on its face, which is one of the debates in this. And then Sykes just cites James. So the reality is that there has been no briefing on this in the Supreme Court. So
well,
I guess if you still feel bound by James and Sykes, there's nothing you can do. But I think technically you are not bound by James or Sykes.
Well, that's an interesting question for a hierarchical judiciary, which is to say that when the court or one of its members entertains an argument that hasn't been raised or discusses and decides an argument that hasn't been raised and the majority responds to it, what effect that has on the rest of us. I think the argument that the government is making is that it was implicitly rejected because it wasn't just ignored by the majority.
The majority's response was not, oh, that's a question for another day when it's been properly briefed. The majority's response was, you're nuts.
Okay.
Well, or perhaps putting it a little more kindly,
well,
you know,
well,
we think this statute can be read to make sense, which maybe some of us in the lower courts might not agree with, but it nonetheless, I think it's well worth, I mean, this may be one of those areas which we've seen from time to time that some lucky defense counsel will capture the attention of four members of the court, and the court will take a look at it. So.
Okay. Well, we'll try that in 90 days.
It was very well briefed.
Mr. Hartzler.
We don't need.
Yes. It's not necessary. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks to all counsel today. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.